Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. Center issues advisory to all media channels to refrain from showing live coverage of anti-terrorist operations in interest of national security. India successfully lifts over 17 crore people out of extreme poverty in the last 10 years, says a World Bank report. Explosion rocks Iran's Bandar Abbas port, 4 people killed and over 500 injured. Pope Francis laid to rest after Vatican funeral service. And in IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings elect to bat against host Kolkata Knight Riders at the Eden Gardens. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 121st episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, AIR News website and news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued an advisory to all media channels to refrain from showing live coverage of anti-terrorist operations and movement of security forces in the interest of national security. The ministry said that the media, digital platforms and individuals play a vital role in safeguarding national security. All media platforms, news agencies and social media users have been advised to exercise utmost responsibility and adhere strictly to existing laws and regulations while reporting on matters concerning defense and other security-related operations. We have more from a correspondent.
The unrestricted coverage of the Kargil war, the 26/11 Mumbai terror attacks and the Kandahar hijacking had adverse consequences on national interests, which underscored the importance of responsible reporting. In its advisory, the government has asked the media to refrain from reporting based on source-based information related to defense operations or movement of security forces. Information and Broadcasting Ministry said premature disclosure of sensitive information may inadvertently assist hostile elements and endanger operational effectiveness and the safety of personnel. The Cable Television Network Amendment Rules state that no program should be carried in the cable service which contains live coverage of any anti-terrorist operation by security forces. With Dipendra Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Government has directed airlines to implement passenger handling measures amid airspace restrictions to ensure continued passenger comfort, safety and regulatory compliance. The Civil Aviation Ministry said in light of the recent international airspace closures and overflight restrictions, several flight routes have been significantly altered, leading to extended flight durations and the possibility of technical stops. The Ministry asked airlines to proactively inform passengers about route changes, extended travel times, and any technical halts during the journey. World leaders continue to reach out to Prime Minister Narendra Modi to express solidarity with India following the Pahalgam terror attack. President Masoud Pezeshkian of Iran called Prime Minister Modi and strongly condemned the terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir and conveyed his condolences for the victims. Both leaders agreed that there could be no justification for such acts of terror, and all those who believe in humanity must stand together in the fight against terrorism. Prime Minister Modi shared the anger and anguish of the people of India and the resolve to deal with those behind the terror attack and the supporters firmly and decisively. President of UAE Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan called Mr. Modi and conveyed condolences on the loss of lives in the terror attack. He strongly condemned the attack and expressed full solidarity and support with India. Prime Minister Modi appreciated his sentiments and words of sympathy and support. Both leaders agreed that terrorism should be rejected in all its forms and manifestations. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar discussed the importance of countering terrorism resolutely with his Egyptian counterpart Dr. Badra Abdelletti over phone. In a social media post, the External Affairs Minister said he received a phone call from Dr. Badra Abdelletti and appreciate his support and solidarity in regard to the Pahalgam terror attack. UK Conservative Party leader and Member of Parliament Bob Blackman extended full support to India in fight against terrorism following the heinous terror attack in Pahalgam. He said that the terrorist camps in Pakistan along the line of control must be dismantled and the terror threat to India eradicated once and for all. In a major crackdown by the anti-terrorist squad on a terrorist network linked to banned organization of Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, ISIS, and the Hizb-ut-Tahrir, HUT, four suspected people, including a couple, have been detained from Wasipur area of Dhanbad district in Jharkhand. Four sleeper cell members of Hizb-ut-Tahrir have been arrested after raids at various places in the same area. They were staying there and operating anti-national activities by connecting other youths of the state to the network. Two pistols and 12 cartridges have been recovered from them, along with electronic gadgets. Delhi government has extended the deadline for the Pakistani nationals whose visa has been suspended after the Pahalgam terror attack from 26 April to the 29th of April. Delhi Home Minister Ashish Sood appealed to all citizens to help identify Pakistani nationals overstaying in the national capital and inform the nearest police station immediately. Delhi government in a statement said that in pursuance of the decision of centre to suspend the visa services to Pakistani nationals, all existing visas issued to Pakistani nationals stands revoked with immediate effect. It added the government unequivocally shares the security concerns resulting from the illegal overstay of Pakistani nationals in Delhi. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said when the youth participate in nation building, the nation develops rapidly and also makes its mark in the world. He said with the hard work and innovation today, the youth of the country is showing the world how much potential the nation has. The Prime Minister was speaking at the Rozgar Mela after distributing over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments through video conferencing today. Mr. Modi said the youth who have received the appointment letters today have the big responsibility to strengthen the nation's economy, internal security, develop modern infrastructure, and bring changes in the lives of labourers. The Prime Minister said in a few days, the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit, Waves 2025, is going to be organised in Mumbai. He said at the centre of this event are the youth of the country.
कुछ ही दिन बाद मुंबई में वर्ल्ड ऑडियो विजुअल एंड एंटरटेनमेंट समिट यानी वेव्स 2025 का आयोजन होने जा रहा है। मीडिया गेमिंग और एंटरटेनमेंट फील्ड के इनोवेटर्स के लिए ये प्रतिभा दिखाने का अभूतपूर्व अवसर है। एक ऐसा प्लेटफॉर्म होगा जहां एंटरटेनमेंट से जुड़े स्टार्टअप्स को इन्वेस्टर्स और इंडस्ट्री लीडर से जुड़ने का मौका मिलेगा।
Mr. Modi said the women of the country are touching new heights in the fields of bureaucracy, space and science. The Prime Minister said the government also has a special focus on empowerment of rural women. The 15th Rozgar Mela was held at 47 locations across the country today. Talking to Akashvani News, some of the beneficiaries shared their feelings.
मेरा नाम आकांक्षा प्रिया है मैं बिहार से बिलोंग करती हूँ मेरा चयन एमटीएस पद पे हुआ है और मेरा डिपार्टमेंट स्टेट इंश्योरेंस कॉर्पोरेशन है मैं भारत सरकार का तहे दिल से धन्यवाद करती हूँ
अश्मित ठाकुर मैं न्यू दिल्ली से हूँ मैं टैक्स असिस्टेंट सिलेक्ट हुआ हूँ सीबीआईसी में आई वुड लाइक टू एक्सटेंड माय ग्रेटिट्यूड टू द गवर्नमेंट एंड आई एम कमिटेड टू अपहोल्ड द वैल्यूज ऑफ इंटेग्रिटी डेडिकेशन एंड पब्लिक सर्विस
My name is Bhumika Goyal. I have been selected as a tax assistant in CBIC. I truly thank the government for providing me with such an opportunity. It is a dream come true for me and my family.
Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today launched Electronics Component Manufacturing Scheme Guidelines and online portal in New Delhi. Recently, the Union Cabinet had approved the scheme with a funding of 22,919 crore rupees to make India Atmanirbhar in the electronics supply chain. The guidelines have been formulated with intense industry consultation. The scheme will be open to receive application from the 1st of May through the online portal. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav said the electronics and manufacturing has increased 5 times and electronics export has increased 6 times in the last 10 years. He requested industry to set up design teams.
Please set up design teams, because this is just the beginning of the electronics industry's growth. What you are going to see in the next 5 years will be phenomenal change. If you are not prepared for it, you will be left out. So set up design teams, get the latest design tools, make sure that you continuously strive to do backward integration.
India has successfully lifted over 17.1 crore people out of extreme poverty in the last 10 years. According to the World Bank Spring 2025 Poverty and Equity Report, 5 states, Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra, Bihar, West Bengal and Madhya Pradesh, accounted for 2/3 of the overall decline in extreme poverty. In rural areas, extreme poverty fell from 18.4% in 2011-12 to 2.8% in 2022-23, while in urban areas, poverty reduced from 10.7% to 1.1% over the same period. It added that India has witnessed positive trends in employment growth, particularly since 2021-22. The report also showed the rise of self-employment, particularly among rural workers and women, contributing to economic participation. In Iran, at least 4 people were killed and more than 500 others injured after a huge explosion rocked Shahid Rajai port near Bandar Abbas in southern part of the country. The blast caused destruction in the surrounding areas and affected some industries in western Bandar Abbas. State media reported that the source of the incident was the explosion of several containers stored in the Shahid Rajai port wharf area. The blast occurred as Iran began a 3rd round of nuclear talks with the United States in Oman, although the cause of the explosion was not immediately clear. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has conveyed his condolences for the loss of lives in the explosion in Bandar Abbas today and wished speedy recovery for those injured. Pope Francis has been laid to rest at the Basilica of Santa Maria Maggiore in Rome following his funeral at St. Peter's Basilica. Cardinal Giovanni Battista Re, who led the funeral service, presided over the solemn proceedings. Here is a report.
The service was attended by world leaders, clergy and thousands of mourners. Presidents, prime ministers, royalty and religious leaders gathered to pay their final respects to Pope Francis. President Draupadi Murmu offered condolences on behalf of the government and people of India. Other notable attendees included US President Donald Trump, French President Emmanuel Macron, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and Argentine President Javier Milei. Italian Interior Minister Matteo Piantedosi told the media that around 4 lakh people attended the funeral proceedings in the Vatican and Rome. Pope Francis passed away on Monday at the age of 88 following a stroke. Aparajita Nair, Akashvani News Desk Report.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and U.S. President Donald Trump met inside St. Peter's Basilica ahead of Pope Francis's funeral. The White House described the 15-minute meeting as very productive. Later, President Zelensky called it very symbolic, with the potential to become historic. The meeting came a day after U.S. President Trump said Russia and Ukraine were very close to a deal. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings have set a target of 202 runs before host Kolkata Knight Riders at the Eden Gardens. Electing to bat first, Punjab Kings scored 201 runs for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. Center issues advisory to all media channels to refrain from showing live coverage of anti-terrorist operations in interest of national security. India successfully lifts over 17 crore people out of extreme poverty in the last 10 years, says a World Bank report. Explosion rocks Iran's Bandar Abbas port, 4 people killed and over 500 injured. Pope Francis laid to rest after Vatican funeral service. And in IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings set a target of 202 runs before hosts Kolkata Knight Riders at the Eden Gardens. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.